It's like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three today on this Wednesday, April 17th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, if you'd like the information about the class for Flint that is going to be on Saturday, April the 27th, not this Saturday, but a week from Saturday down in Flint, just go to the website acconservatives.org. April 27th in Flint, Michigan. This is being hosted actually by the Genesee County Conservative Union. I have their banner, and I'm going to be bringing it with me. Cost of this class is only $49. It's being held at the public library. We have no overhead for this class. The library, I believe, is free. So we're excited to train the folks, get them trained up, get them to understand county parties, get them to understand how things work. Prior to the May 7th filing deadline to be a precinct delegate, what they're doing is trying to recruit fellow patriots, conservatives in Genesee County to not only come and be part of their organization, but also fill out the precinct delegate form, file it, be on the ballot on August 6th, get elected to be precinct delegate to represent your area, your neighborhood. So we're excited to help them out with that. I've already booked my room. I'm looking forward to getting some sleep, get up early, teach the class, and then head back home to start putting out more signs for Miss Vicky. So we're excited. We are absolutely jam-packed between now and the end of May. We've got events everywhere, so we're excited, glad to be part of it, looking forward to people coming, attending, having a great time, good food. Every one of these venues has great meals planned for us. We'll be able to eat healthy and be able to have a good time and hear from some great folks, and we're excited. Last night, it was reported, I got a breaking news alert on my cell phone from MERS News Service, that the Democrats are back fully in the majority in the state house. The Republicans fell short, both in Westland and also Warren, Michigan. The Democrats won those seats back. So it's back to business, folks. The Democrats that you helped get elected in 2022, perhaps by not voting, well, guess what? They're back in the majority. It's game on. They're back to their agenda. They're back to their bucket list. And the legislation is already starting to be talked about. Democrat won in Warren. The Democrat won in Westland. So now it's back to 56, a two-seat majority in the House, two-seat majority in the Senate, and, of course, the Democrat governor, Gretchen Whitmer. And none of these proposed bills that I'm reading that I get emailed to me because I get notifications of the committee hearings, the bills, the agendas, all the things that go on in Lansing, I get emailed to the radio station every single day. Every bill that's being run through the process, I look at. I don't necessarily read the synopsis paragraphs, but I'm aware of them, and I know what committee assignments they're at. Not one bill, folks, is going to fix the state of Michigan when it comes to commerce, when it comes to growing our population, when it comes to helping small businesses in our state. And I'm sorry, Democrats, you are not listening to the people. We are so sick and tired of this governor beating the abortion horse to death We are sick and tired of you taking away parental rights. One of their top priorities is to eliminate parental consent when it comes to non-adult minor women who get pregnant can have an abortion without the parents' knowledge, is what's on the agenda, what's coming on the horizon. And they're doing this, folks, in an election year. Why? Because they are absolutely fearful that what happened in Warren and Westland is not going to happen statewide in November. Republicans will win back the majority of the House. Joe Tate, the Speaker, will no longer be the Speaker on January 1st of 2025, and the Republicans will be back in the majority. And honestly, I think this is signs of things to come for the next election, 2026. State senators will be up. They'll take back the majority in the Senate, and they're going to elect a Republican governor. That's what the people of the state of Michigan are going to do. If you look at it historically, folks, that's what we're due to actually vote in 26. 8 years Democrat governor, 8 years Republican. 8 years Democrat, 8 years Republican. This has been a cycle going on, going back to, I believe, before even Jim Blanchard. Blanchard, Engler, Granholm, Snyder, now Whitmer. Well, we're due for a Republican governor in 26. And the only way it's going to happen, folks, is if people get out en masse and vote. Now, I heard some very disturbing information last night at the Antrim County Republican Party meeting. There's 85 million church-going Christians in the United States. I don't know if that number is accurate, but that's what the man said. 40%, only 40% of those 85 million Christians voted in 2020. Think about that. He said if just 10% more, half, 42 million, 42.5 million out of 85 million Christians that go to church on Sundays had voted, Tudor Dixon would have been our governor for the last 4 years. Donald Trump would have clearly beaten Joe Biden. Now, a lot of people say, yeah, Randy, but the machines. Okay, I get it. But here's the thing. If you have mass turnout, you hunters, you gun guys out there listening, did you vote in 2020? Did you vote in 2022? If you didn't, you must vote in 2024. It's that simple. This is not up for discussion, folks. This is mandatory. You people listening to me that go to church on Sundays, did you vote in 2020? Did you vote in 2022? If you didn't, you must vote this year. The silent majority has to be in a situation where your voices are heard. You need to be silent no more. Why would you not want to vote after seeing what the Democrats, Whitmer and Biden, have done to our state and to our country? And I got a very simple question. I know you're looking forward to the next life. I am. When God is calling me home and it's my time is up and I die and I'm out of here, I'm looking forward to heaven. Absolutely get it, understand it, 1,000%. I've been born again. I've asked Jesus to be my Savior, to forgive me for all of my sins, past, present and future, because I'm human. But I'm out of here. Thank you, Father. Thank you, thank you, thank you for heaven. But in the meantime, while I'm on this human earth and having to deal with people, I'm going to be involved in politics and policies and how things are forced upon us. I am fighting for our rights. That's what I want you to do. I want you to be defending fathers and defending mothers. I want you to help us fight for our God-given rights. For the unborn. For our Second Amendment rights. Our freedom of speech. Our ability to say what I want to say on this microphone. To be able to post what we want to post on social media. Freedom of press. Freedom of assembly. Freedom to petition your government. All five components of the First Amendment given to us, enshrined, memorialized in our U.S. Constitution Bill of Rights. You don't want to be a part of that? You hate our country? You hate our history? You hate our traditions? You hate our Constitution? That's fine. You have the right to do that. Of course, I'm going to tell you you're wrong on so many levels. Whether you want to hear it or not, too bad, so sad, buy a radio station. The point is this. The people that are going to attend these events, I believe, are all patriots. You love your country. You love your state, you love your county, you love your community, you love your church, you love your family, you love people. You believe what you believe? It's time to convince others to believe what you believe. We gave out some of the rack cards last night in Antrim County. People are spreading the word, handing the cards to people. Think about these 11 questions before you vote on November 5th. All you have to do is text me cards, and I'll text you back the link. You can have yours within a matter of days. We have them in stock. Final segment today's show. We'll wrap up with your text messages. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. The storms and power outages are coming. Don't wait. Buy a Generac generator by May 7th and you'll get a free 7-year warranty. Your generator will power your house for years to come for pennies a day. Now available 100% financing with no money down. Call 989-306-3656. That's 989-306-3656. Don't be sitting in the dark. saying I wish I called Rich.
My name is Todd Spallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Spallenberg, electspallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Spallenberg for state rep.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today. I got 17 text messages during the break all over the place. Crawford for the event on a week from this Friday night. We're going to be in Traverse City this Friday, the 19th, but the 26th. I also got text messages for PI, for Presque Isle event, on May the 11th. People said, can you give me the information about May 18th, Mackinac's rally? Yes, I have a text message prepared for that. I'll send you the information. There's not actually, I don't believe, a flyer yet. It might be on their Facebook page, but I'm not sure. Mackinac County Republican Party. Let's see. Randy, your cards need to be passed out in the inner city of Detroit to get people thinking about what's right and wrong, especially if you can get into the churches. There's got to be a conservative grandma willing to try to save her grandchildren. That's all it's going to take. As a matter of fact, Alexandria Taylor, the black attorney from Southfield, has dropped out of the U.S. Senate race. She is running for Supreme Court. Well, she reached out to Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, and she said that she wants to take Dr. Sherry O'Donnell into the black churches of Detroit. So maybe I will get her a few thousand of those cards and get them to pass them out in the black churches. That's a great idea, Craig. Thank you very much for doing that. Also, another individual who's dropped out of the U.S. Senate race, besides J.D. Wilson, Alexandria Taylor, Michael Hoover. Michael Hoover called it quits yesterday. He wasn't able to get the signatures and did not get enough financial support to get them. And Michael Hoover is out of the U.S. Senate race. So him and Dr. Sherry O'Donnell have been talking, and he is seriously praying on and thinking about endorsing her and getting his entire team to support her candidacy. So more and more of these U.S. Senate candidates will be dropping out. Filing deadline is this coming Tuesday, April 23rd at 4 o'clock. I don't know if Peter Meyer, Justin Amash, Mike Rogers, none of them have turned in their signatures yet. Mike Rogers claimed that he had his signatures done way back in November. Well, I got news for you, Mr. Rogers. Many of those signatures are no longer valid. You waited so long to turn them in. The 180-day clock has been ticking, and a lot of those signatures, I believe, that you got in September, early October, they're no longer valid. Mike Rogers may not make it on the ballot because of his signatures. His problems that he hasn't filed his signatures yet, it's going to be a huge problem for him. Right now, I'm looking at the Michigan Secretary of State elections website. only Dr. Sherrill Downs is the only Republican that's turned him in yet. Elisa Slotkin and Hill Harper, Democrats, have turned him in. Not one other Republican. Pretty interesting. Pretty interesting. And keep monitoring this website to see if a Democrat has filed against me for the 104th, praying that they do, looking forward to debating them. Going to tick off a lot of Democrats with my platform of being pro-business, but enough is enough. This social agenda is over. You need to fix the state of Michigan. You got to start passing smart business law that will make the state of Michigan competitive. Now, they may not want to hear it, but they're going to hear it. I'm looking forward to debating the Democrat before the August 6th primary. So we're excited. We want you guys to be part of this. We want you guys to be a part of this process. Why? Because it's important. It's that simple. If we want to save our constitutional republic, if you want to save your county, you want to save your community, you got to get involved, people. That's the bottom line. And frankly, if you don't want to do it, I understand. Good luck. God bless. Have a great life. Don't take up my space. Don't take up my time. Don't suck up my energy. I want it for the people that think like us and are willing to get into the game. If you're not willing to put your name on the ballot this year, I'll pray for you. Pray that you at least vote. That you'll get others to vote. That you will absolutely get these cards and pass these cards out. All you have to do is go to acconservatives.org, donate $21. I'll know exactly what it's for. Nothing else on the website is $21. You donate $21, we will send you $100. You will impact 1,100 voters in your area. Think about that. For $21 investment, you could impact 1,100 votes. That's a bare minimum you can do. And lastly, we have a fresh shipment of rear window stickers in. We'd love for you to put one on the back left corner of your vehicles. Text me your name and address, how many vehicles, and we'll mail them out today. That's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, Roots of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great Wednesday. God willing, we'll see you on the radio tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth, Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell in Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey.